it all starts with awareness. Awareness is that baseline. And if we are moving through life asleep to our own participation in life, then we are not taking advantage of the fact that we can really create our reality from a space of empowerment and abundance. This is the Alchemized Life Podcast, and I am your host, Ava Johanna, transformational mentor, speaker, teacher, and most importantly, a woman on a mission to bring wellness to the world. This podcast was created to bridge the gap for anyone craving more love, health, and happiness in each and every day. And with every episode, you will receive practical guidance to create magic in your own life. Combining the expertise of wellness visionaries and thought leaders, each week we will bring it back to basics and provide you with the tools meant to empower you to thrive emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So together, let's ditch the mean girl, you can't sit with us vibes, grab your favorite yoga pants, and start to find your uniquely alchemized life. Hi, my friends. Welcome back to the Alchemized Life Podcast. This is my final solo episode of March, and it has been so much fun, you guys. I really have enjoyed doing this, and I feel like I want to continue doing this in some capacity, maybe not on a weekly basis, because it's definitely a lot of work, but it's work that I really enjoy, and I'm currently ruminating and marinating and all the different eatings of how to bring this to you guys on a more consistent basis. So if this is your first time tuning in, hello, welcome. My name is Ava Johanna. I am your host, and this is one of my solo episodes. I usually have interviews going on. That happens every Monday, but I decided during the month of March to add in a little bit of extra value and a solo series based on building confidence. And I was really inspired to create this solo series because it's a question that I get a lot as a yoga teacher, as a mentor, is just how do we get past the self-doubt and the self-worth issues and really feel confident in our own bodies and our skin and as either yoga teachers or really just like in relationships and to just embody what it means to be confident. And so I just really wanted to bring the insight and tools and practices and rituals that I've used along the way to help me feel confident in my own life. And granted, this isn't saying that I have completely healed all of my confidence and self-worth issues. It's always a work in progress. So I want to remind all of you that are listening that we are all in this together and that it's a journey. Learning to love ourselves is a constant journey in which we come back and remember our power, remember how beautiful and incredible and magical we are, because there are obviously times in our lives when sometimes we forget a little bit, and to not feel shame or guilt for forgetting, but to know that we are that work in progress constantly, and that within itself is beautiful. So since we are all so inspired and motivated by our own personal transformation, I am going to wrap up this solo series for now with just a recap from the past 3 weeks and to remind you guys of a very important lesson that I learned in Bali that I may have shared a little bit on my Instagram stories, but definitely wanted to share on the podcast because it was a doozy to have it finally click and pretty powerful. So anyways, let me take a couple steps back. So to just recap the past 3 weeks, you know, we've really been talking about building confidence and what it means to step into your own light. And when we talk about building confidence, I essentially detailed out for me that there are three layers that really set us up for success. Those layers are awareness, action, and elevation. And these layers really work together to push you on your path of personal and spiritual growth. And you know, whether you are on this path of becoming an entrepreneur or already in the thick of it or simply just listening to this solo episode to build more confidence in other areas of your life, these three steps are steps that you can come back to at any time, time and time again, because they really, really work. And it all starts with awareness. Awareness is that baseline. And if we are moving through life asleep to our own participation in life, then we are not taking advantage of the fact that we can really create our reality from a space of empowerment and abundance. And from that awareness, we get to make a choice, which is so powerful. And the choice is, do we want to keep living asleep or do we want to wake up? Do we want to wake up to all of the magic that we can create? I know that I do. And it's my belief that when we have gotten the slightest taste of what it means to be awake, whether that be through a podcast, a self-help book, a wellness event, or even a single meditation, there's just no way to go back to sleep. So action, that second step, is really where choice stems from. And I talked about this in the second solo episode. What are the actions that you can take on a daily, weekly, monthly, or yearly basis to continue deepening your sense of self-worth, value, and confidence? For me, meditation is my daily practice. Taking a step back on a weekly basis, it's connecting with people that light me up and inspire me. You know, calling those people in my life that are doing incredible things that I know will just inspire me simply by listening to what they're doing. And again, this isn't comparing yourself to what people are doing. It's saying, oh, if they are able to do that, if they can have that, then so can I. On a monthly basis, for me, it's attending a high vibe event. How can I get myself out into the community and be around people that really inspire and light me up again and learn things too on a monthly basis? And then on a yearly basis, it's definitely taking that time to travel or take a training that I know is going to help me to tap in even more to my own wisdom and power. So these are just examples of things that you can do on a daily, weekly, monthly, or yearly basis to really, really deepen your sense of self-worth. Like, what are those things that light you up? What are those non-negotiables for you that make you feel good on an energetic and physical and mental level? It's really important to ask yourself those questions. And just remember that you wake up with you on a daily basis. So looking out for number one is so important. And that's why these practices are so important, because it's showing up for yourself. Your self-care and self-love is so important. Your health is important. You, just being you, are important. So start showing yourself that you are important by taking these actions, following through with these non-negotiables, and really know that in doing so, you are saying that you are important and you are showing yourself that you're important. I had someone on the podcast, I'm so sorry, I can't remember who it was, but they said that, you know, I had to start meditating with myself because I was sitting down with myself and showing myself that I was worth sitting with. And when they said that, I was just like, oh, that is so true. You know, we have to be the first one to take that action and show ourselves that we are worth sitting with. And then what that does is create an energetic standard, an energetic minimum for how other people will show up in your life too. Really, really powerful. The last step in the three steps of building confidence is, like I mentioned last week, elevation, which really means showing up for yourself again and building integrity around the values that you have established as important for yourself. So again, these are the daily habits that I'm talking about. It's all integrated into each other, and that's why they all build upon each other, that action, the awareness, and the elevation, or awareness, action, elevation. So really, like, know that when you do these things on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, you're strengthening your values, you're strengthening your self-worth, and maybe you don't feel it right away, but I promise you, with consistency, things are going to shift. You know, the great things don't happen overnight. It's the little chipping away over time that really counts with all of this. And so if you get in a cycle of awareness, action, and elevation, you will constantly be up-leveling and furthering your self-worth and relationship to yourself. And that within itself is the simple three steps to building confidence. And I know that sometimes we wish that there was some secret magic recipe or some riveting new thing that someone's going to share on a podcast that we'll never hear before. But ultimately, what I've found is a lot of people are saying the same stuff, and it's simply just finding that one person that's saying it in that way that allows it to click for you. Because self-growth, personal development, spirituality, you know, these are practices that have been done for thousands and thousands of years. And for us to just know that, like, it doesn't have to be fancy. You don't have to go get a fancy procedure. You don't have to go meditate silently for a year or whatever it might be. Although Vipassana, I am looking at you and I definitely want to do you. But you don't have to do all these crazy things to have major transformation. It's the daily practices. It's the simple cycle of being aware, taking intentional action, continuing to take those actions that support all of this up leveling. Like, this is how we change our psyche. This is how we change our limiting beliefs. This is how we truly step into the person that we are meant to become. It's an incredible practice, and I know that sometimes it's frustrating to hear that it's as simple as that, but I promise you, if you stick with it, your life will change, just as my life has changed and just as so many lives around me have changed just from simply following these consistent daily steps or weekly steps. So I hope you guys liked all of this information. If you did enjoy it, I would love to hear from you. Just send me a DM and let me know. And then again, like, I want to continue creating podcasts like this for you guys and continuing to just add value to your life in a short little snippet type of way. So if you have any questions or anything that you'd like me to cover on the podcast, let me know. Send me a DM. Even if it's people that you'd like to hear from on the podcast that I can interview, like, I want this to be a collaborative experience with you guys. And it's my honor to be able to bring this to all of you in a format where you're really able to have it and access it in your life, whether you're sitting at your desk or driving to work, whatever it might be, or cooking dinner, all the things, you know. I'm just really happy that I'm able to bring this information to you guys in a way that's easy and accessible for you to access. So, like I said, I wanted to share one last thing before I jump off, and that is the lesson that I learned in Bali. And this is one that I have definitely been practicing off and on, definitely preaching all the time, and it is gratitude. Whew. So I always talk about gratitude. I've made PDFs about gratitude and have done Instagram lives on gratitude and posts and whatever you might want to say. You know, I've done it all. And it wasn't until I was in Bali that it really, really stuck with me how important it is for us to be grateful. And really what it was this almost out of body of experience of realizing that I was wanting to be somewhere else when I was in Bali. But 3 months ago, I was wanting so bad to be in Bali, to be in the situation that I was in. And so I realized within that moment, it was in a dance party, actually. I realized within the dance party that I had absolutely everything that I wanted 3 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago. And within that moment of recognizing that, I also recognized how much I had been living in the future and placing my happiness in something that was outside of myself rather than the current moment. Whew, what a blow that was to realize that the girl that preaches gratitude was not being grateful. That's what I'm saying. We're all on our journeys together. And so I wanted to just share that lesson with you guys because I know that there are so many times when we set ourselves up to have amazing things happening in the future. And as awesome as it is to be excited about those things, the issue stems when we start to put our happiness in something that has not happened yet versus just being happy and grateful for where we are now. You know, I had a conversation with a mentee earlier today who was just feeling very much so stuck and frustrated about where she was at in her job and really wanting to be at that next level because so many amazing things are coming to her in her yoga teaching career. And I simply told her, I said, you know what? I know how it feels to be stuck and to be frustrated and to feel like you're almost growing out of the shell in which you've been in for so long. But everything that is happening to you is happening for your story. So everything that is happening to you is happening. So when you tell your story later, you can look back on that and say, ah, that's why that happened. Okay, I see it now. And this is how I can share some part of my story and help other people. And so when we are in the thick of a mess or in the thick of beauty, know that this is all part of your story and it is illuminating and illustrating a beautiful journey of self-transformation that will be able to impact so many people around you. So every single day, every single moment, this is your story. So be grateful for all of it because it's just allowing for your story to get that much juicier and juicier. Okay. So before I sign off with you guys, I just want to thank all of you for listening and for following along with this little solo series. It has really been an incredible experience for me, pushed me outside of my comfort zone of just speaking on my own, and has really illuminated the fact that I love doing this, and it really has been a way for me to kind of take what I do with my one-on-one sessions and bring it into a format for all of you guys to listen. And so with that being said, I am so excited to share that I have officially launched my group mentorship program applications and a page for you guys to learn all about the group mentorship program that's starting April 30th. It is going to be the most badass group of women in the wellness space that are really looking to accelerate their growth as wellness and spiritual leaders and be surrounded by like-minded individuals that are really going to uplift and cultivate a sense of community and empowerment. So this program is for you if you are in the wellness space, maybe just starting out, or have an idea of what you want to do with all of the knowledge that you're learning and really just need that push in the right direction to get started. This is for you if you've been in the wellness space for a while and are really just looking to up-level your growth and start to reach new people to work with and new connections and start to get booked for different experiences, events, and opportunities and brands. This is for you if you have no idea what you want to do but know that you are sick of working your corporate job and are just ready to move on to something where you can truly feel aligned and energized with the work that you are doing. I can't wait for this program. It's just going to be 8 women, including myself, and it's going to be a badass group of women. Like I said, like I really want to cultivate an incredible group that is going to support each other and be able to count on each other while I'm facilitating this amazing 12-week experience where we're really, again, looking at awareness, action, and elevation, and taking that in a business sense to cultivate the most aligned and empowered business that just feels so good for you. You know, like the type of feeling that you get when you've had an amazing day working with people or had an amazing date or something like that energized feeling that just lights you up from the inside. That is what we're cultivating with our work. And that is what I'm here to guide you with. And so excited to be doing this in a group format. So if you want to apply and learn more, head to the show notes or go to avajohanna.com, and then under mentorship, it is the group mentorship page. I can't wait. I know that we are going to have the most amazing, incredible, uplifting, magical, elevated, empowered, and confident women in this group, and it's going to be so rad. I love you guys so much. Again, if you have any feedback on these episodes, if there's anything you want me to cover in solo episodes or people you want me to interview, just send me a DM. I am always there to talk to you and excited to talk to you. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review so we can get this podcast out to even more people and make wellness accessible to the world.